Nolte, Today's Proof Democrats Want Unvaccinated Trump Voters to Die. By John Nolte on October 7, 2021. The Trump vaccine is a miracle, and because of that fact, there are countless ways to persuade people to get vaccinated. Personally, I've helped convince at least three people in my life to get vaccinated. It wasn't difficult. It starts with this: yes, our own government and specifically Fauci helped create this virus and lie to us about that and then lie to us about many other things, including the vaccine stopping infections. But here's the math on who is and isn't dying, not from the corrupt CDC, but from red states. And as you can see, the unvaccinated are dying at a significantly higher rate than the vaccinated. Something else I point out is, you are correct that the China flu fatality rate is pretty low, but the flu fatality rate is even lower, and you still get a flu shot, not to save your life, but to mitigate how sick you get. So why not think of the Trump vaccine that way? Finally, I say this: imagine those opposed to the vaccine when they're lying in a hospital bed, either very sick or, God forbid, dying. Imagine how they must feel, knowing a couple of shots almost certainly would have saved them and their families from all this. Those are what you might call my pro-vaccine talking points. Of course, they don't convince everyone. But they do come from a good place, and they do come from actually listening to the concerns of those opposed to the vaccine, and they are based on facts, math, and empathy. This is how you persuade people. Now, if you want to ensure the unvaccinated Trump supporters remain unvaccinated, you go the opposite route. Instead of using facts, math, and empathy, you call them stupid and uncaring rubes, you treat them like walking diseases. You lie and miscommunicate. You flood the country with hundreds of thousands of unvaccinated illegal aliens. You bully them with anti-science mandates and other restrictions. You flagrantly violate your own mandates. You call them bad Christians. You preen your moral and intellectual superiority and make the face of the vaccine a fascist serial liar like Anthony Fauci. Oh, and you definitely degrade, dehumanize, and insult the unvaccinated while you LOL after they die. This is exactly what the organized left, elected Democrats, the media, Hollywood, deliberately does. They know this approach shoves unvaccinated Trump supporters into a corner where they can either continue to refuse a life-saving vaccine or feel like a cuck by getting vaccinated. Here are just the latest moves by the organized left to persuade the unvaccinated to remain unvaccinated. Los Angeles passes one of the strictest COVID vaccine mandates in the U.S. Los Angeles leaders on Wednesday approved one of the nation's strictest vaccine mandates, a sweeping measure that would require the shots for everyone entering bars, restaurants, nail salons, gyms, or even a Lakers game. The city council voted 11-2 in favor of the ordinance. Mayor Eric Garcetti has 10 days to sign the ordinance or not sign it. If he signs, it would be 31 days after that it could go into effect. That would mean the mandate could be enacted sometime in early November. Here's another. Here's my all-time favorite: Colorado is literally sentencing an unvaccinated Christian woman to die. You see, the left-wing medical establishment has added an asterisk to First Do No Harm that reads, except for Trump supporters. No one on the left, especially Dr. Cancel Christmas, is doing anything to persuade unvaccinated Trump supporters to get vaccinated. On the contrary, everything the left's doing is deliberately designed to keep people divided, in their corners, infuriated, and angry. See the Matrix? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.